take it on to the archive report and what's in that and what kind of models people use. And do you, is that something that you consider a deliverable? I would think everybody would agree with that, but you know, what's in those documents?
I've had companies say they don't need it, but I say, well, what if somebody asked you later how many seconds of or how many minutes of Canadian footage you used or something? Oh, yeah.
Does
well,
they
maybe.
Need it?
Yeah.
Well, CBC loves it. I can tell you, Business Affairs, if you're doing any docs for CBC, they love it. If it's, well, I guess it's, they don't shoot much in-house anymore, but back in the day they loved it because Roy, who was selling Nature of Things footage, he used to welcome my reports because he knew exactly what was owned by CBC and what he could sell.
So is it two documents? Like I use an online log, an Excel spreadsheet that's sort of the time code in and outs going through the program, photographs and footage, a brief description, visual description, duration, and the source. And then a second document is the archive report, which is structured by source, like ABC, ESPN, whatever. All their contact information, how many seconds, what rights, etc.
I just leave it as one Excel sheet, and all the information is there in the tabs. Like even in this Excel spreadsheet, there's even a tab whether it's Canadian or not. So I like this. It sounds like it's a very comprehensive document that I'm using right when I get the rough cut EDL, and it serves as my one thing right to the deliverable to Netflix or whoever the provider, like the broadcaster is, and I'll just take out columns. Mm-hmm. That.
So when you create a tab, it's just based on your initial spreadsheet, but just refined for each tab, or what do you do with these tabs?
Well, I haven't actually done this yet, but I'm assuming that I'll just be able to, it's a Google Drive spreadsheet, mm-hmm. and I have to prepare this for the broadcaster next, but this has been serving me as my, mm-hmm. kind of my master stock tracking sheet, and when we give it to the broadcaster, I'm assuming that we'll just be able to take a couple of the columns out that aren't relevant to them.
Right.
And it, yeah.
And you put price and everything right
on
your Excel spreadsheet.
I haven't done that actually physically yet, but I'm imagining that that's going to
work.
Well,
this math broadcasting. I do a similar thing. I do it by each tab represents whatever I'm clearing. So music's usually the first one, and then it's photos, footage, whatever else I had to get, branding, whatever it is kind of thing.
Well, you do it by, like, that's what you mean by the tabs. Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, literal, like, I go by tabbing because
okay.
I just find it easier. And then I set it up more as an accounting chart because it multi-purpose then.
Yeah.
So I have, like, if it's music, I have the song listed, sync, publishing on the label, the cost, contact, the accounting information that they need, like U.S., Canadian dollar, tax, no tax, whatever it is, because Montreal's, you know, different than Ontario. So I break that all down, and then I have, like, a note category at the end that I just put anything that needs to draw their attention to it.
Do you always also have the show in and out in there?
I do a rundown. I usually work in episodes. Like, a lot of times when if I'm working on a project that requires this much detail, they're episodes, so I do a rundown per episode.
Okay.
So in that rundown, I list the content. So if it's brand, appearance, whatever it is. So I list everything that's in that with an in and out.
So like
point.
A log.
Yeah.
And that's separate from your other document with the tabs.
Yeah, because usually I do, if it's like, you know, an 8-episode thing, series, then I just have a tab for each episode. So it's all as one. And then I give them just PDF as individuals because they don't know how to tab. So I usually break it down afterwards.
When you say tab, do you mean sheets? Like
But like the master document that I'm working on now, it's the chronology of the show.
Chronological, yeah.
So it's like by endpoint, right? And it's like image still, whatever duration is listed, then the source,
and by
the
episode cost. Mine's usually by episode.
Yeah,
which,
and it's by episode, and I'll have like four episodes, and
right.
like each episode is a different sheet. But yeah.
I prefer the chronological, but I have seen the way you think they want all the video, and this. So they want all the photos, and I just don't know how anyone reads that later on. But if they
it
were trying to match something up, but
yeah, it's for that purpose because it's usually the line producer needs to see it that way, the accountant needs to see it that way, and then often it's just so we can go over what's cleared, not cleared. But
it's two documents.
Yeah, so and I track within it, like, pending, like, the status of it, basically, just so we know. Because if you're working on episodes, like, you know, you might be locking one, but still have eight more to go. So I usually just kind of track the status, and it's just for anyone who needs to know what's going on, basically. And then the rundown really serves more for business affairs, because that's what I sent to the lawyer. I review the episode. I write down all the clearances, the ins and out points are within that document as well, and I give that to the lawyer and the line producer as well, so they can review any of my notes that are in that.
What do you mean by rundown? Like, are you? What's the main organizing element?
It's what an archive
by archive
login, whatever,
or by chronology of.
Yeah, it's as you watch the episode.
Yeah,
I list everything.
An
like
Excel
CDL.
Spreadsheet.
Hmm?
An Excel spreadsheet.
Yeah, I use everything in Excel.
That's got all of, like, a log of the show,
yeah,
of the contents of
the
show.
Yeah.
So you would like my macro then, because it takes the EDL, and you press a button, and it puts it into the spreadsheet.
I've become an expert at taking the text and putting it into Excel. I love something much easier.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Once in a while you get
it's like a
bug, and then it goes nuts, and then you have to ask my genius. But otherwise, it comes into this beautiful sheet that you can color code and do
multi.
Yeah, I'm sure we developed it at CBC initially, and then I just stayed in touch with that guy.
I think I've got the version you gave me in 2003 or something.
I'll give you. I'll put the new
macro.
But
no longer works.
It's really simple. You just go to instructions, and on the instructions tab, it says, "Enter your EDL." You enter your EDL and watch the magic, and then you can.
It's
so
wonderful. I love when people try to tell me they don't know how to do an EDL. I'm like, no, you will make one.
I remember the days with a ruler and a highlighter. Page after page. That EDL I showed you today? Page after page. Trying to find the stop footage.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yes,
highlighters?
Oh, yeah.
And then you had to print it again since they made a change.
Oh, no.
Well, you think about it, like, a lot of, you know, what's an average, like, a 42-45 minute doc can have, like, 900 edits in it. That's like a book, you know, you're leafing through it. Yeah, you want, glad those days are almost gone.
So
well, they are gone for
in addition to the log that we provide to our clients, how is everyone else handing over the final licenses? Now, maybe in your case they've already been handled over, but I tend
I
to, as I said before, it used to go hard copy in a book, but now digitally, digital almost adds another whole layer to it. I often find that some of them want it on a server, some of them just want it emailed to them, and I've always worried, okay, if it goes to Bob, and Bob suddenly is no longer with the company anymore, where the heck did that thing go if someone ever needs it?
Dropbox?
Yeah,
well, that's what I've
Dropbox?
Yeah, Dropbox for some productions,
Drive.
A server or something like that.
Sometimes
I
Google
Drive,
they
all
lose,
the time
they lose
access
to
it.
Access
to it?
Yeah. Sorry, I was going to say, or you lose access to it. Like, they've only bought so much.
Because I have, like, a business Dropbox that I use, because I've got too many Google things that's just taking up all my space. So I have a business Dropbox, and I use that more for this, where it's like, if you need this, you have to download it by this date, it's in this, and then it gives them the responsibility of managing what they're going to do with that content. Right now, the last production I have, we actually set up a Google Drive, and we're just dropping the stuff in. I leave it to them to, like, manage, but I have my backup just in case, because it always comes back, or 6 months later, I can't find something, right? But yeah, I do a Dropbox.
And
I still do a binder.
And you mentioned last time, I think, that you just do a download of everything that's in Google Drive, right? Like, that's
I do
thing.
Like, I do a backup, like, all their content, because it just depends on how involved I am in the process of the project. My last big project, like, I handled everything and participated in a lot of, like, the story stuff. Like, I just was in every, my finger was in everything. And they kept losing documents, so I started just keeping my own archive. And then at the end, what we ended up doing is we had a drive they wanted everything on. They couldn't find everything, so I was like, don't worry, I have it here on my computer. And I gave them the drive, and then they ended up setting up, because the company was growing, and they didn't actually have a server at the time, and they did finally, like, 3 years into it, got a server. And we had to go back, and I had to do all three seasons I'd worked on that show, and load everything onto their server. But they were still midday. Again, who was the last person who had it? And it turned into a bit of a mess. So I really tried to make sure I have everything.
Yeah, because sometimes we're more consistent than people in the company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, come and go. And because we have to be, we're more accountable. Well, they expect us to be more accountable because they're being creative. So I just find it's much easier just to control that situation.
Yeah. Any other input? Final reports? Deliverables? That's, I think, we've covered it, right?
Yeah.
So?
I think so. The other thing I would mention is that when you're looking with deliverables and stuff, the one thing that I find I always have to do is make sure that the archive credits are accurate, because not everybody reads the agreements, the people that are doing the post. And so it seems like a no-brainer, but honestly, sometimes people just assume that they can just figure out what the credit is. And a lot of stock footage providers are very specific about the credits they want, and when you're dealing with private collections in museums or people, you know, they want their credits worded a certain way. So it's really important for us to make sure that those credits are sent the way that the people want them to be. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so like in terms of end deliverables, I'm always thinking it's like that, either a hard copy or like a Google spreadsheet of the rundown, as you call it, of the show, the credits, and all the licenses. So for me, that's those three components.
A lot of times they need the credits, like while they're still, usually
mm-hmm.
my experience, while they're still onlining. So I have one of those sheets, I think it might have been you, who said you keep a chart to track everything during the master process. And that, I do that too. And so it's sort of, you know, by source, and then it's like, you know, have I placed the order? Have I received the order? Have I paid for it? Did I get the credit card receipt? How does the credit read? And something else. Did I get the license? And because they're always, the post people are always seem to be asking for those credits really, really early. And like you
and
say,
in a hurry.
Yeah. And it's not always, of course, just Getty Images. It's Getty Images / Joe Blog / whatever, depending on what the individual images are. So I put that in that document so that I don't like to feed credits one at a time because it's just unwieldy, but I try and get it done really fast and then just do it in one document. But it's always done right around the time of ordering, because you know at that point what it should read.
Isn't that something you could keep in the big with the whole document? Because that's what I've been doing.
In the master document.
There's a credit column.
Yeah.
Once you know it, you can type
once
it in.
You know
exactly.
It.
Got it.
Yeah.
I asked the Library of Congress this week if they would amend their credit that was this long, and he said, do it if you want. We don't have a stock credit police.
Right,
because it's right in the thing. It's about this
right.
long.
Yeah, it's a long time. Yeah, so I do put in the ingest log, whatever we're calling it, the main archive log where you list everything you brought in. I do have a column in mind for how the credit should read, but often it's empty because if you bring in seven different Getty Images in one batch, and they'll all have different credits, I'm not going to write photo number, whatever. Don't do that, but.
And sometimes it comes down to an email where you've asked for an amendment on the credit. You just enclose that as a memo or something that they agreed to have just Getty Images. Or
because you get 20 Getty Images and they want all of them credited to, you know.
So if you have
this name,
the
this
email,
name, this
you
name,
can
this name, you
can save it as a PDF.
You can amend it to Getty Images.
Yeah.
Put
it in your file.
Most of them are pretty agreeable to that.
The question, has anyone run into, we're just wrapping up on a show now, and late in the fall, we got in a discussion about credits, and apparently CDC now doesn't want to include credits at the end of the show, and obviously in the contracts it says you have to include, and there was a couple people who, once I told them we weren't going to do credit, turned around and denied the use.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if anyone's run into that. I ended up, they needed something really bad, so I had to go back and clear it again and promise there'd be a credit. But they weren't going to credit a lot of the, brand content and, some of the magazines and all this kind of stuff. They weren't going to credit that. I said, good luck with the music stuff, because you usually can't get away with not crediting that. And I just noticed the last time that they actually ended up putting the credits back in. But apparently it was a big thing before Christmas. They were going to drop all the credits.
I know when we were at TVO, they had a real issue with what they call the squeeze back.
Yeah.
Okay, so if everybody's familiar with that is, you know, the shows are ending up and then the host comes in and so they squeeze the cartoon over here. So the host can talk, so all the credits get small and nobody sees them. I know that they have big problems though with that.
I'm glad to hear that.
Because they're putting even the lower half of the screen.
So they're not giving the full appropriate credit.
You can't
even
see them half the time.
I haven't had to, I mean, that became a much bigger issue than just the visual research portion of it. I guess you would have to come. It's a little unfair that they didn't tell you they were going to do that before you did all the negotiating.
This is what ended up happening. I went through all our discussions beforehand to make sure I didn't miss something because I know make these notes so I know what I'm doing. And then when it came down, I had to point out a very specific credit because it was Rogers, and they're really clear on how their crediting is. And I was like, "Do not forget to do this," you know. And I showed them, and they're like, "We're not crediting." What? What do you mean you're not doing any credits? And then that's when we discovered they weren't. Everything that I've been clearing had credit information in it. Some contracts say, like, if you're going to do it, do it. If you're not, you're not. That's fine. But there were some that were very explicit, like, you have to include this credit. Mm-hmm. So they ended up they considered pulling the scene, and then they didn't want to. So we were cleared, denied, and then cleared again with a promise of a credit. It's the first time I've come.
Well, what was the insane idea CBC had for not having running?
Because they get squished. So what's the point of putting it?
Don't squish them. This is the problem.
Who's seeing them?
It's the host interstitials, right? So I mean, it comes down to timing. I think it certainly was what it was at TVO. I mean, you've got a 28-minute cartoon. You've got 2 minutes of whatever, you know, in TVO's case it wasn't ads, but it could have been public service announcements or whatever, but they also wanted their kids' hosts to come on,
right,
and talk. So they had to, they had no time for that. So they had to share.
Well, you can't
the screen.
Have everything.
I know,
you
but
want.
It was a style, and it was big for the last 10 years.
Pretty common.
I think it just took a long time for the first person to say, "Hold on a second here.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
can't cut our credit back anyway."
But with Netflix, it pushes the end of the show up to the corner, right? So
yeah.
you can never read Netflix.
Or you can click on it, though, and it won't.
Yeah.
Because I look at the credits.
Yeah.
So, but you can
click
it again, and it opens up again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
It's just because it's telling you, oh boy, here comes
the
next thing. Yeah.
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 Exactly. I'm really excited.
Okay.
But they're always...
I've never tried to click on it.
Though. Well, when you go to the movies, you know, you're sitting in the theater, there are always like seven people left at the end. I always watch the credits. And I always have. I've always watched them in the movies.
And sometimes you get rewarded because there's a little bit of something at the end after they run.
Yes.